Fishing. A jerk on one end of the line, waiting for a jerk on the other end.
What's biting in the southwest on Triple M?
On Fridays, we talk fishing with Holly from Busso, mate.
Hey, how are you, mate? Good, self?
Yeah, I want to ask you, have you heard about this fella, Gideon Metam? He's got a YouTube channel called Extreme Rock Fishing, and he basically launches himself off rocks with ropes to get to the best spots. I mean, that's dedication, right, isn't it?
That's insane. That'll be amazing. What'd you say, down like Albany and Esperance Way, and that'll be the best-looking coastline as well, wouldn't it?
Oh, just hectic.
But how do you get the fish back up?
Well, you'll have to ask him that, I reckon.
Yeah, it'd need a winch or something. Or you could probably even try a bungee jump. You could bungee jump down, grab a fish out of the water or something, come back up.
Things
that'd be
to
amazing.
Try.
I must check that Facebook thing out. Yeah, awesome.
Now, what's happening in the fishing world, Holly?
Well, Maxine and I haven't been out since the last time we spoke. Just the winds have been coming from the wrong direction and the swell's been up a little bit as well. But I actually talked to Captain Paul, gave me a call, Zipper, about the whales.
Oh, yeah?
He asked me next time we're out to see, because he's sure that they should be in the bay pretty soon, though.
Ooh.
So I said, yes, we'll keep an eye. And I think the weekend weather looks pretty good, so Max and I could be out tomorrow, I'm thinking. So,
well, if you can call him first, but then you've got to call me second, all right?
I will do, and I'll tee up a trip for us all on his boat. I think that might be the nicest way to go as well. So. see how much he loves me. All right, the snapper and the mulloway have gone a bit quiet, I think just because we haven't had many blows over the last week or so. But like I said last week, with that guy burling up, that's probably your best way to go, guys. Even you've only got to go out half a K, pick a spot offside the drains or something and burly up, and I think you'll probably pick up something like that. The crabs are in. They're still a bit patchy, though. You've got to sort of hunt them up here and there. And Cameron and I have been checking the water every afternoon as we go down along the foreshore for it to calm off with a few southerlies. And then that way the water will clear and we should be able to go and do a few scooping then. So, and when you're out there scooping, too, you take your scoop net and plus you take a gidgee, because every now and again you'll see a nice little cobbler go through. So you get him as well as a bonus. But with the cobbler, they make sure you get like a decent one, because they're really horrible to clean and fill it up. But yeah, very tasty though. The squid, I was talking to Scalzi, he's down there, going a bit quiet also through last week, but he still reckons that the jetty's the best spot at the moment, like with the light. If you go down there, you know, about 6 or 7 o'clock and stay till you've had enough, but he said that's probably the best time and the best spot to go at the minute for the squid. And he said also there was a couple of schools of herring getting around out there as well, so probably the same thing, do a little burly up, guys, and get a few of them. And you've only got to run a straw through with them and they'll jump on anything. And I was also talking to Max about the whiting. He said they have slowed down. He's still been going out sort of off peppy way, guys, a little bit of secret for him, in the 13 metres and beyond to the 4 mile. And he said, and also he's been going there, getting a few of them. And if he doesn't get enough of them, he's ducking out to the 30 metres, 30 to 33 metres out there, and still getting the potty whiting. The weekend weather, like I said, actually today looked pretty good also, but tomorrow looks really good. Easterly 4 knots, swinging southwesterly 5 knots by the Arvo, and then Sunday's northerly at 2 knots, and then swinging about 9 a.m. to southwesterly 9 knots, and then going a bit harder by southwesterly 13 knots in the Arvo. So tight lines, guys.